The Taoiseach then Minister for Defence, Micheál Martin, is in Lebanon for meetings today with the Lebanese Defence and Foreign Affairs Ministers. He's also been meeting recently deployed Irish troops at Camp Shamrock, serving with UNIFIL, the United Nations Interim Force Lebanon. And speaking in Lebanon, Mr. Martin said Irish troops will not be withdrawn from the Lebanon-Israel border despite the increased volatility, adding, "You don't pull out overnight from a peacekeeping operation." He admitted the mission is very challenging and said that's why an additional platoon of Irish troops has been deployed to the region. Now, UNIFIL is Ireland's largest overseas deployment, and the Taoiseach recently approved an additional 33 troops to serve with the 379-strong Irish battalion. It's Micheál Martin's second visit to Beirut since the killing of Private Sean Rooney, and he said a central focus of his visit is to communicate the absolute determination of the Irish government to ensure those responsible face justice. Now, it is a tense situation in Lebanon, but we hope to speak during the course of the programme to Lieutenant Colonel Stephen McKeown. He's the commanding officer of the 123rd Infantry Battalion, which is concluding its tour of duty, and to Lieutenant Colonel Tom Fox, commanding officer of the 124th, which is replacing the 123rd at Camp Shamrock. But first, for an update on what is happening in relation to the investigation into the death of Private Sean Rooney, I'm joined by Niall O'Connor, who's news correspondent with thejournal.ie, who has been following this story. Micheál Martin, Niall, and thank you for joining us. Micheál Martin wants accountability. What is the latest around this investigation?
Good morning, Mary. There are five suspects identified in relation to the killing or the murder of Private Sean Rooney. Now, Mohammed Ayyad is the only one that was charged, and he's been charged with a range of offences associated with the incident. He has been bailed by a court in Lebanon, and he was last due to appear in December to face those charges, but he didn't turn up. And ultimately what happened on the day was that a one-page medical report was handed in, and that was the last we heard of him. Now, the four other people have never been arrested, and they haven't appeared. Their names have been issued all right. Now, ultimately what it is understood to be was that they were members of the Hezbollah, which would be a militant group in South Lebanon with connections with Iran. And that's essentially where it rests. No one has faced any justice at all on this. And Micheál Martin has said in recent days, when I spoke to him, that will be a focus of his visit. And he's due to meet the Lebanese government, I believe, today to discuss that.
I might talk a little bit about that with you in a moment, but you might just remind us just briefly of what happened to Private Rooney and Trooper Shane Kearney.
In December 2022, Private Sean Rooney and a number of soldiers were making their way at night from their base at Camp Shamrock, which would be also known as UNP 245 in the south of the country, towards Beirut to bring two soldiers to the airport. En route from the base in Atterri, they came towards the point at which they make their way onto the highway to head for Beirut. And at that stage, they ended up on a route that wouldn't normally be used. They entered a village there and were attacked. Private Sean Rooney was killed. Shane Kearney was injured. And once Shane Kearney has been brought home, he is obviously recovering from his injuries, significant head injuries. And an investigation was begun on the night, and it's made its way. Now, obviously, the military police in Ireland are investigating, but also the Lebanese authorities said that they would investigate also. Yeah. However, they ended up arresting this Ayyad fella and charging him, but that is as far as it's progressed.
It's gone so far, and just briefly, given the alleged involvement of Hezbollah here, how successful or otherwise can Micheál Martin be in his interactions with the Lebanese ministers that he's meeting today?
Well, look, things are fairly chaotic in Lebanon, and they have been for some time. The government there is, it wouldn't be the most stable by virtue of the fact that they've really struggled to form a government in Lebanon. Whether or not we'd say the Lebanese government has any particular sway with Hezbollah to get the accused back in court, you know, is entirely up for debate. Yeah. I think ultimately what will happen is that it will be difficult. I think it will be exceptionally difficult. But, you know, Nuala O'Brien, the ambassador in Cairo, certainly, I understand, has been working very hard with her team in the background as well, right, as the fact that Taoiseach will be meeting these people today.
Okay.
I think that's where it rests.
Perhaps more on this story a little later on as well, Niall. And thank you very much for joining us, Niall O'Connor there from thejournal.ie.